Welcome back to the nation's leaders from coast to coast. Some of the most dramatic moments in American history didn't happen on a battlefield, but in a courtroom or on the floor of Congress.
That's right, and that's what we're exploring today. Welcome to Wednesday Writs, our weekly deep dive into the landmark court cases, laws, and amendments that built the legal framework of our nation.
These are the stories behind the documents that define America. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah. Let's examine the evidence.
Leah, today we are tackling what might be the single most famous Supreme Court case of the 20th century, Brown versus Board of Education from 1954. Even people who don't follow the law know this name.
They absolutely do, Stephen. And for good reason. This is the case that legally dismantled the entire system of racial segregation in America. It was the decision that declared the concept of separate but equal, which had ruled the South for decades, was unconstitutional.
Before we get to Brown, we have to talk about that phrase, separate but equal. Where did that legal doctrine come from?
That was the disastrous precedent set by another case in 1896, Plessy versus Ferguson. That case, which involved segregated train cars in Louisiana, established that it was legal for states to separate people by race, as long as the facilities provided were equal. In practice, separate was always enforced, but equal was almost never a reality, especially in public education.
So black schools were separate, but far from equal in terms of funding, materials, and buildings. How did the Brown case come along to challenge this?
What's fascinating is that Brown versus Board of Education was not just one case. It was the name given to five separate lawsuits that were bundled together by the Supreme Court. These cases came from Kansas, South Carolina, Virginia, Delaware, and Washington, D.C., all organized and argued by the NAACP and its brilliant chief counsel, Thurgood Marshall.
Thurgood Marshall, who would later become a Supreme Court justice himself. What was his strategy? Did he just show the courts how unequal the schools were?
That was part of it, but he went much, much further. Marshall's team made a groundbreaking psychological argument. They used studies, most famously the Dahl tests, by Drs. Kenneth and Mamie Clark, to show that the very act of segregating children by race inflicted a deep and lasting sense of inferiority on black children. He argued this damage violated the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment.
So he wasn't just arguing about buildings and books. He was arguing that separation itself was inherently unequal.
Exactly. And the Supreme Court, led by new Chief Justice Earl Warren, unanimously agreed. On May 17, 1954, the court delivered a 9-0 decision. Warren, who had worked hard to get that unanimous vote, read the opinion, which famously stated that in the field of public education, the doctrine of separate but equal has no place.
A 9-0 ruling. That must have sent a powerful message. Did it desegregate schools overnight?
Unfortunately, no. The court followed up with a second decision, known as Brown 2, ordering desegregation to proceed with all deliberate speed. That vague phrase was seized on by segregationists, who engaged in what they called massive resistance. It led to violent standoffs, like the one with the Little Rock Nine in Arkansas, where the president had to send in federal troops.
So the Brown decision was the beginning of the fight, not the end.
Precisely. It didn't magically create the integrated society we have today, but it provided the essential legal and moral foundation for the civil rights movement. It was the moment the nation's highest court finally declared that segregation under the law was wrong and un-American.
And that's our special for today. Thank you for listening to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. You can find show notes for this dive into history and links to our sources on our website, pointedwords.com. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.